CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul with Friends. This is your host, Lori Houston, and my co-host today is Tracy McBurney. Now, Tracy and I go way back, well, not that far back, but it feels like we go way back. Tracy, and we were just trying to discuss what to actually call Tracy, because if you've ever done or experienced any of her work, it's very different from anything I've ever experienced and anything I've known, and I have to tell you, she's probably one of the most authentic people I've ever met. So we've narrowed it down to an intuitive energy medicine? Intuitive energy medicine or an intuitive medical practitioner. Is that right, Tracy?
Energy medicine practitioner and intuitive.
Awesome. So didn't get it right. Okay, well, you know, and this is our first show, which, what an auspicious day, because it's 11-11-11, and right now it's like 1:01 on 11-11-11. So that, I mean, it's got to be pretty auspicious, right? So we were sort of talking, and I
better say something good then.
No, well, we were talking about this day, and I've not been able to connect in with it either. I thought maybe it was because so many people were connecting in with it that it's a great opportunity to focus on the positive energy and create a foundation. But you're picking up that there really is some sort of gateway that's going on.
Yeah, I don't actually pretend to know much about it. I've done just a little bit of reading, and I'm not so sure that there are a lot of people that really definitively know a lot about it. But I can tell you, I just finished a session in my office before I came here. And the energy that was running in my office that had nothing to do with me, that literally came in. It literally came in at 11:05. And what I was told was they were coming to prepare her for 11:00. And what they were doing, they being what I would call the infinite beings of love and light, what they were doing, I have no idea. But the energies that were streaming into this office were, it was interesting. I was looking up something for her on the computer, and all of this stuff was going on in the office, and I was kind of thinking, wow, how multitasking this all is, as my concentration is in a completely different area. So yeah, I've got to say that there's something to this day. I can even feel it as we speak. Right. Even as I just, before we began this radio program, did my usual kind of clearing prayer, I could feel an intensity of that coming in just stronger than I think I've ever felt it.
Really?
So I would say that, yeah, there's something going on.
Well, 11-11 has always been like 11 is a master number. And I mean, in some of the, you know, the older texts and more sacred texts, they've talked about it being Christ consciousness, like a gateway to Christ consciousness. And so I don't know. I mean, I know that it, you know, millions of people are focusing their energy on this. And I think that that is an opportunity for everybody to sort of connect in.
I think it expands whatever is there to begin with. So,
right.
You know, so in other words, the last time, what did they say? 100 years ago, we had another 11-11. And so I'm sitting there going, okay, but 100 years ago, we didn't have the level of consciousness. We weren't talking about the same things as we're talking about now.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. Whatever there is to 11-11-11-11-11, whatever there is to all of that that is on this day, then you have to take into account that we are more than in consciousness, and a consciousness evolution than we were then.
Right.
And so that's got to expand whatever it is that's going on. And Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff. Whatever it is, it seems to be a great place for us to start in our first show that you're going to be doing every second week of the month. You're going to have a show with us on Sky Radio, and it's just a great auspicious day to start. So thanks.
Okay, well, we'll just see how this all goes.
So
I don't know if I have that much to say, but all right.
Really, Tracy? Let's talk about the work you're doing with the heart, and
okay.
Because that is an area that a lot of people, and that's part of my work, is trying to get us from that head to our hearts.
Okay, so this is actually really exciting. I feel like I know some things now, obviously at a very simplified level, just kind of where I always am. I know some things now that are just, now I kind of get it. I kind of get what's happened in my life. I kind of get why it happened. I kind of get why I spent so much time kind of mistrusting, not questioning following my heart, and really looking at the times where I had followed my heart and the mess that I got in the times that I did follow my heart. Mm. I mean, I got to tell you, like, we could talk about a couple of messes and they're not pretty. And they were definitely about following my heart.
Really?
And I got led down some paths that were just downright freaking crushing and painful.
Yeah.
And devastating. And so now I kind of understand what that was all about. So I'm just going to lay it out in layman terms, because I really, that's all I can do, is just kind of see it for a way that I think is easy to explain. Okay, so this began a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. I sat in one of the lectures that Greg Braden was giving at the I Can Do It show.
Okay.
And he always is saying stuff like this. He's always talking about the magnetic field of the heart. Like, in every lecture that I hear, he will talk about it being 5,000 times more of a magnetic field,
right,
than any other part of us.
Right.
And that our brain is the next strongest magnetic field, and then there is our body. Then there's the rest of our body. But 5,000 times. I thought it was about 500 times, but the last lecture I just went to, this Gateway to the Future lecture, he was here in Toronto just a couple of weeks back, he's 5,000 times.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a powerful magnetic field of attraction coming to us. When this happened 3 or 4 years ago, when he first said this, I remember having a conversation in my head. And I have those every once in a while, where these really, really unbelievably smart people are sitting in my presence saying these incredible things, and I'm busy taking my notes, which he, by the way, makes fun of. But anyway, I'm taking my notes, which I could actually show him. I have notes from 16 years ago when you were lecturing at a church. I have those notes. All the things that you didn't know then that you know now, I have those notes. And so I'm taking my notes, and I'm also asking this question. Because I learned some of Dr. Halmer's work, German New Medicine, and I think Dr. Halmer really has nailed this idea of mind-body connection, this idea of the shocks that impact us at the brain level and their impact on the physiological body of us and how that operates. But when I listen to Greg Braden and he talks about the magnetic field of the heart being 5,000 times the field, I'm sitting there talking to whatever I'm talking to in my head while he's lecturing on that stage, and I'm sitting there saying, wait a minute. If Dr. Halmer is right, then why is the shock not impacting the heart first? The heart is 5,000 times the magnetic field. The heart must psychically pick up that that shock is coming before anything else of us ever gets hit. And I think that is actually the truth.
Mm.
So now we look and we say, ha-ha, if in fact that is the truth, then there is a ball of energy that is now shared between heart and mind and body. I think Homer's missing the heart piece.
Mm.
And then I look and I go, aha. But true healing is mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. So what happens if this thing that happens to us impacts at all of those levels? It impacts at heart. It impacts at soul. It impacts at spirit. It impacts at brain. It impacts at body. If you're only working that stuff out at brain level,
right,
and maybe getting a hit at body level, you got all sorts of homeland security. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, homeland security, the homeland security that we build around us and around our heart protector. So here's the hypothesis, and I could be wrong. My hypothesis is that the heart knows what's coming, like an asteroid just about to hit Earth. It knows what's coming. And it starts to prepare for impact.
Mm.
And I think the pericardium, the heart protector, Chinese medicine recognizes it as heart protector. I think the pericardium plays a role here. And I think what happens is before it impacts, so about 7 seconds before the impact happens, the heart starts the process of kind of closing itself off because it knows that what's coming, it's almost like that asteroid is too big. Mm-hmm. If that impacts just at one place, it's going to take that heart out. And if it takes that heart out, you're dead. So I think what happens is this whole defensive mechanism goes into play. So when that ball of energy hits, that shock actually impacts that we had warning of at heart level, it is now shared. And some of it is deflected to the brain and deflected to the specific body organs that Homer articulates. Now, the piece that he was never able to understand was, or never able to explain to a way that I would understand it, is what decides where the body parts are impacted. He gets the conflict. He gets the conflict piece. But who decides that? Who decides how to perceive the conflict? What part of us is actually perceiving the conflict this way so we take it in as loss conflict and it hits at ovaries? Or we take it in a separation conflict and it hits a bone. What part of us decides this? And I'm wondering if the part of us that decides that is the heart. Because it's had the longest time, you know, because of the magnetic field, it's had the longest time to pick up on that energy. It's picked up on it before it ever impacted our physicality. And it's almost like there are times when we know that something's wrong. I've had clients say to me that they knew that something was wrong. They just knew it. How did you know it? You knew it because your heart magnetic field was already open and you are already sending out your psychic transmissions from the heart to figure that out. Maybe from other chakras as well. I wouldn't know. So I'm looking and saying, all right, but the heart's already gone into a protective mode. For its very survival, it's gone into protective mode so it can share this experience of this energy ball with as many other aspects of us as need to share it so it won't take us out, so it won't kill us, so it won't take us off the planet and take us out of our spiritual experience that we're not supposed to be out of yet. And now we've got to really resolve this issue. Not just at one level, but we've got to resolve it at all the places that that asteroid hit at, because it didn't just hit at one place.
Right.
Right? With the heart having gone into protective mode, it's now got homeland security around it, and then we build more around it. Now we've encased that energy ball that holds the story in heart, and we're not accessing it. We're not allowing it to be revealed. We're not revealing it. We're not bringing it up on the desktop. We're not letting the people that we work with necessarily get into that heart, which is the home of spirit. Right? So one of the pieces that's been pretty profound in my office these days is working with people, doing that, seeing the astounding result when you just get somebody to say to themselves, open heart for 30 seconds. And then you can work with them from that place where you are literally talking to them and delivering to them pieces of information and aiding them in resolving conflict while their heart is open for those 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever little tidbit would feel safe to them. Asking their divine field. We all have a divine field. Asking them to give permission to their divine field, which is containing that light and that love, to deliver its wisdom, to deliver its light, to deliver its guidance to that heart for 10 seconds.
All right. With that thought, we're going to go to break. This is this is powerful stuff. All right. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends. We have Tracy McBurney and myself, Lori Houston. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Find answers, insight, and guidance. Contact your departed guides and angels too through Medium Laura Lee. Join her on Spirit Salon every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and host of Star Talk Radio. Join me every week where I have celebrity guests, experts, and comedic co-hosts, where our task is to bring the universe down to Earth.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. You are here with Tracy McBurney and myself, Lori Houston. Tracy's website is tracymcburney.com, and McBurney is spelled M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.
And Tracy has no E.
Yes. So an Ian McBurney, no Ian Tracy. com. And my website is intuitivesoul.com, where there's also a big section of Tracy's work and some of her other shows that she's done. And from there, you can also reach Tracy's site. So, and we will probably take callers after this next break. We do want to finish this thought because I think it's an important and powerful thought on the heart and how messy it can be and how to open it.
Okay, so we left off before break in that idea that you could literally give permission to that divine aspect of you, that divine field of you, the highest part of your aura, to literally deliver to you its light, its wisdom, its guidance right into your heart. And all you have to do is give permission for that to happen and open your heart and make that heart available. So you could literally heal yourself of that pain by literally allowing light and love to enter there. Okay, so now we look and we go, all right, so when we don't do this, what happens? When we leave this stuff in our heart unhealed and we go into this life as I have done, and I am a very open-hearted person, so I open my heart here, and I open my heart here, and I open my heart to that poor boy on the street that nobody likes at school, and I open my heart over here. And every time you open your heart, you make available to this world and to this universe the accessing of your pain. In other words, what I like to say is the tumors that are now the balls of energy that are now formed tumor-like things in my heart that I am now carrying because I have left them unhealed, I've closed them up. The opportunity for them to be healed happens every time we open our heart. Now, how much control are you going to allow yourself to have over that experience? Because it's always the way. And the first thing that's going to happen when you open your heart is that that opportunity will be grabbed onto by your heart for your very survival. And this starts to answer the question of how my heart and I got into so many messes for so many times in my life, because I am an open-hearted person, but I was not allowing myself to understand this technology. I was too young to understand it, no level of consciousness to understand it, no parents that really spoke this kind of language. So I didn't get it. I didn't get that this is always what happens when you open your heart. You make available to the universe, to this world, to everybody around you, your pain and the unhealed tumors that you are walking with. And by the way, not just the ones that you created, but the ones that were created in past lives for you, or in the past lives or ancestry that were passed forward, that are called your conditions of the heart. They are all made available. So now we look and we go, now we take Greg Braden's piece, 5,000 times the magnetic field. We have this heart that when it opens, it has the power to shower love out, which he loves to talk about, this field of love and how protective it is in balancing magnetic fields and all of that great stuff, and get onto his website to find out all about it. But what this also is it's a powerful magnetic attractor. So when you open your heart, that magnetic attractor, because it now has the opportunity to work, is now drawing in to you the experiences that you need to have. Not the experiences that you want to have, the experiences that you need to have. And what are the experiences that you need to have? You need to heal the tumors in your heart before you can move forward and create your life from the true desires of your heart. Because the livelihood and the longevity of your very heart says it has to be so. This heart cannot endure holding on to all of this pain. So the very first thing the heart has to do is work as quickly as possible to pull into your field that which is next in the journey of the healing of your heart. So you have to get through the journey of the healing of your heart before you can really be on the journey of manifesting what you truly want from your heart. Right. Your true heart's desires, they only are really accessible to you after you have accomplished the healing of your heart. Because your heart's longevity depends on it. Its very survival, and therefore your very survival as a human on this earth in physical form, depends on it. So the heart needs it to happen this way. So it's why you create the messes when you open your heart. Because what the heart is doing is talking to you. It's talking to you. It's telling you what is caught inside of it. And it's attracting to you the people in your outside world that are the mirrors for what is inside of it that is so painful. And we don't get it.
Right.
We don't understand it. We don't understand that this is not about something after us. This is not about a God that doesn't love us. This is not, you know, leave God out of it. I can't tell you how many times I have said in my office or even, leave God out of it. Stop blaming God for things that have nothing to do with God. This is your heart working. This is your heart working the way it needs to work for its very survival and for yours. And when we really start to get it, when we really start to get that this crap that is right in our field right now could be absolutely created by this magnetic field of our heart for our own best interests, then we can literally say, thank you, heart. Thank you, heart. And give your divine permission, that field of you. It doesn't even have to be about religion. Every atheist can follow this. This does not have to be about religion of any kind. This is religionless. This is about your technology, a technology that is your birthright to know how to work with the light within yourself and where it is. And where it is that you turn to within yourself to find it. And our light is housed within each chakra of our body. All seven of those chakras house light right in the center of them. That is the light within us that carries the spirit story of us. And there is also the light outside of our physicality that is our divine intelligence light. And so once you kind of wake up and get this idea that, oh my God, my heart is creating this for me. God love my heart. You can literally say to the light within yourself, by just saying that, light within myself, divine within myself, and beyond if you wish to say that, I give you permission to enter into my heart. My heart is calling for attention. My heart needs help. My heart needs things to be healed. This is why all of this mess out here. It is calling to me. I give you permission to enter into it and to enter into every cell of my body, every space in between and every space in between the spaces that is carrying the same identical pain. And I give you permission to dissolve it, transmute it, remove it, release it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, heart, for your diligent effort to heal yourself and therefore to heal me. Thank you, heart. Thank you, heart. Thank you, heart, for holding this all inside of you and for having the power inside of you also, not just to hold this information, but to be the magnetic field that would attract to me the experiences so that I might heal it. And then know my greatest desires. Thank you, thank you, thank you, heart. What would I do without you? Where would I be without you? Thank you, thank you, thank you, heart. So when was the last time you spoke to your heart? When was the last time you put your hand over your heart and you said, I love you, heart? You said, I thank you, heart. Thank you for creating all the messes that I had to create in my life so I could know what you were holding, so I could know what my family from their past was holding, so I could know what I was holding from my past that I had not reconciled. Thank you, thank you, thank you, heart, for never taking a day off, for always being there for me. Thank you for your loyalty. Heart, I love you. I hope you have a great day. Heart, I love you. Thank you for being there. When was the last time we said any of that? It's amazing when you talk to these parts of you. It's amazing when you actually talk to your heart and what that feels like when you actually talk to your heart. And some of us need to actually say open heart because it's a natural thing for us to walk around every day with a closed heart because we don't want any more pain. Yeah. And if you don't want any more pain created from your past, then you better let your divine into your heart to start cleaning that up, because the only thing that you're going to get when you open your heart is whatever needs to be healed first before true desires can manifest.
Well, hopefully you all did that with us when Tracy was talking, because that will allow a lot of that work to be done. But if not, it will be in the archives, and it will be on my website as well. So we're going to go to break. You can now give us a call for readings at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and myself, Laurie Houston, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
He wakes up from the morning, does his teeth bite to eat, and he's rolling, never changes a thing. The week ends, the week begins, she thinks. We look at each other, wondering what the other is thinking, but we never say a thing. Between us grow deeper. Take these chances, place them in the box until they quiet the time. Write down you up and down. Goes to Vesetel's mommy. She eats and well has concerns. He forgets them and remembers being small. Playing under the table and dreaming. Take these chances, place them in the box until they quiet the time. Lights down, you up and die. Driving on this highway, all these cars end up on the sidewalk, people in every direction. No words exchange, no time to exchange you and all the little lamps are marching, red and black and
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and will not be liable or accept liability for any loss or damage of whatever nature which may result from advice or information offered.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Laurie Houston. Call Laurie now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back, and you are listening with a new show with Tracy McBurney, and her website is tracymcburney.com, and I'm Laurie Houston from intuitivesoul.com, and we've been talking about, I guess, really the work that you do And we've been talking about the heart. We do have a caller. It's Karen, and from Pennsylvania, and she has a question about a past life.
Yes, just asking. I seem to keep running into this fellow that I went to high school with, and there's just I can feel this major connection, and I'm wondering past life, what it is, or what needs to be worked through.
Right. And how old are you now, Karen?
41.
Oh, so he's been coming in and out of your life for a while then.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you actually been connecting with him or just thinking a lot about him?
Been thinking about him, and here and there I just seem to run into him.
Okay.
Okay. When I actually have clients talking to me about these sorts of things, I have to ask questions, not of you because you won't be able to answer them, but I'm literally asking questions of your guides and I'm asking questions of the divine. In other words, what is operating between the two of you? So one of the first questions that I would ask, and I let my body give me a yes, no, when I'm kind of in a clear place, is do you have contract with each other? In other words, do you have an unfulfilled contract together? And I'm getting a no.
Okay.
And so then I say, all right, well, is there karmic connection between the two of you? And I'm also getting a no.
Okay.
But then I have to ask, because it's very strange to me to get a no on both of those levels when you seem to be bound and entwined. So the next piece I have to ask is, divine, are there blocks, resistances, reversals of any kind, or interferences that are impairing truth from coming through on this day? Yes. And is there some level of denial that is operating here? And the answer is yes. Okay. Denial happens for us, and you would know because everybody knows that we live in states of denial sometimes when we can't handle certain things, when we just don't want to address certain things. So that's what I feel. It's that denial state is impairing my capacity to be able to answer this question for you. Because there's some part of you that doesn't want to know the answer.
Oh.
Right? Okay, so now I have to ask, Divine, is it safe and appropriate that whatever level of denial needs to be lifted would be lifted? And I got, yes, it is. And so, and that these blocks be removed? And I got, yes, it is. And then because you are a free will being, I would then say to you, if you are in my office, I'm going to treat you like you're in my office. I would say to you, do you give permission for this?
Yes.
Okay, so permission has been granted, Divine, and so we ask that these be lifted. The blocks, reversals, resistances, and whatever level of denial is not allowing for truth to descend on this day, on this topic, because this is bugging you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just let that. Now, if you're a feeling person, you might be able to feel some things lifting around you. You might be able to, if maybe you're a seeing person, if you shut your eyes, you might be able to see balls of light moving. I'm not necessarily a seeing person. I'm a feeling person. So I know that certain things have happened at that request. I always like it when I'm working with a client that they, when they have a capacity to be able to feel or see, because seeing is believing, feeling is believing. It's just always helpful when we're trying to gain faith in our connection with divine. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's ask. So divine, is there contract between the two of them? No. Is there karma between the two of them? So there is some sort of karma between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to me, then my next question is that karma divine karma? No. So is this man-made karma? Yes, it's man-made karma. So really, that's what's going on in this world right now. There's a lot of man-made karma. That's why we're having a lot of the debt crisis that we're having. Mm-hmm. We've created a lot of unnecessary debt and repayment plans.
Mm-hmm.
So now is this debt owed from you to him? Is this debt owed from him to you? No. So you are holding that you are owing him a debt. Okay. And a debt from another life and time? And the answer, well, of course it is. So, but this is of your creation. In other words, when we don't turn to our divine within ourselves and beyond to resolve our pain from the past, when we make the mistake then that we're still making now, we're not allowing our heart to be healed then or now. And then we take on the healing of our heart ourselves with disconnection from that divine within ourself. And it's never in our best interest to attempt to heal ourselves or to make better anything or to find justice for anything without connection to that divine part of ourself. Mm-hmm. When we do anything else, we are trying to resolve something from a corrupted part of ourself. And we're seeing the result of that all over the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So now what I would say is it's the reason why you're bound. You created it from what I'm going to call an insane mind or an unhealed heart in the past. Now, would you like this divine part of you to resolve that karma within you right now?
Yes.
Okay, then permission has been granted. And so please, for the next 20 to 30 seconds, please open your heart. And I am asking divine of pure love and pure light to enter into that space, if safe and appropriate, to heal that karma that you wrote for yourself inside of that heart and lay to rest what you're holding against yourself with regard to this man. Can you feel something happening over there?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. That's you and your divine. That's you healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's you talking to yourself. Now ask your heart to be left open for as long as this takes. Because when we hold these things, it complicates your life and it complicates his.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't hold anything against you. No. You're holding something against you. So it's almost like you're binding yourself to him,
mm-hmm,
and cording yourself to him. Mm-hmm. And it's not really allowing your heart.
He's just such a yeah. good spirit and always happy.
Yeah. It's you're not allowing yourself to be free to fully love another. Right? And to feel safe in the process of fully loving another, because something happened in the past that you never reconciled and you're holding that against yourself, meaning you're mistrusting yourself in love.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And mostly the energy has dissipated now. Are you feeling that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I totally do.
Yeah. Okay. So now when you think of this man, just think of him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how does that feel now that you're thinking about him right now?
The pull's not there as much.
The pull's not there as much.
Nope.
Then what? Yeah. Now what you can say is, you can say, I release you, and you can just say his name in your head. You don't have to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I release you. And I release myself from these bondages of our past.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Divine, for lifting this from us, what binds us in negativity and judgment. Nice, or sweet, as my son would say. I like that. It's lifting. It's lifting. And you know, in your head, just say lots of thank yous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank yous repair holes. They fill in holes. We don't want to leave any holes. We want divine love and wisdom coming into you. We don't want any holes. We don't want you
Definitely.
To feel deprived. We don't want you to feel lost. We don't want you to feel uncertain. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for healing this within my heart. Thank you for setting us both free. And now as you think of him, what does that feel like?
It feels a lot better.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. So a few more thank yous, because I can still feel a few holes. So a few more thank yous, because nature abhors a vacuum, doesn't like holes at all.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to ask that infinite love and gratitude, it's the magic wand that's available to us. I'm going to ask that infinite love and gratitude on a continuous stream be brought into those places inside of you that I'm calling the holes. Mm-hmm. And that it be there on a consistent stream until there is nothing there but that divine love and gratitude in that place. Thank you, thank you, thank you, divine.
All right, so we have to go to break. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So give us a call. This next break is a little bit, or this next segment is a little bit shorter. Hopefully we can take the next call. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul Friends with Tracy McBurney and myself, Lori Houston, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where spiritual guides nourish your soul every weekday. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Laura Lee's Spirit Salon. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lira. Life by Number with Celeste. And Keeping Life Real with Dr. Susan J. Stone. It's Spiritually Speaking Radio, Spirit Guide Radio, at 11 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe live fuller and more conscious lives. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings Wednesday at 3 Eastern and 12 noon Pacific right here on the Sky. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston.
888-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be reached at Tracy McBurney, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, McBurney, M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.com. And myself is Laura Houston at intuitivesoul.com. And we have probably, we'll be able to take this one call, and it's from John in California who wants guidance about his job.
Yeah, I've been temping at a job for about 4 months, 5 months, and I just wanted some guidance on where it might be headed, or if you could intuitively help me out.
Okay, so John, first off, what I have to say is I'm not a psychic. So
okay.
I'm not here to tell you what's going on in your life 2 weeks from next Thursday. No, but hear me out. If you're open to attempting or wanting to heal something so that you could find this answer, I'm perfectly happy to do that with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I would like, if you please stay on the call if you're good with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to ask you what went on. Your job, you've been out of a job for 4 months. Did you get let go from that job?
No, he's in the job.
Oh, you're for 4 months.
I've been temping for the job for 4 months, and I interviewed about a month and a half ago, and I haven't heard anything.
Oh, you interviewed for permanent.
I just don't know what I need to do, you know,
okay,
to take care of myself.
Remember what I said about heart and delivering to us the experiences that we need. So what's your job history, please? You know, this is where you are for the last 4 months, but where were you previous to this with a job?
It's been a little rough for me. I've battled addiction for about 10 years, so I've had jobs off and on. That's my history.
Okay, so what I'm picking up, right, because I'm not a psychic, but I am intuitive, you use the words, it's a little rough for me, and what I feel is that you don't know any other way to create your life experience than from those words, it's a little rough for me. I'm going to suggest to you that it was probably a little rough for you coming out of your mother's womb. I'm going to suggest to you that this has been a pattern that has been with you always.
Yeah.
Maybe into another life. Okay? So would you like to change how you are creating your life so that you're not creating a life that's a little rough for you anymore?
No, I want to change.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to give permission to your divine. I'm speaking to the highest part of your auric field that is so divinely intelligent and houses no crap against you or anyone else. Completely a field of non-judgment. I would like you to give, and you can do it in your head, to give permission to that part of you and beyond to enter into your heart, to enter into your cells of your body, to enter into every aspect of you, every space in between, and every space in between the spaces. Just follow my voice in your head.
Okay.
And give permission for that divine love and light to enter into your beingness fully and completely, to change this for you, to bring healing to the spaces that have really always believed that life is going to be rough for you, that it's going to look this way and it can't look any other way. Give permission for any aspect of you that has wished to be punished in this life, that has wished your life to be sacrificed or to be taken. Give permission for all of that to be accessed right now, and for that lovely divine love and light to enter into those spaces, to bring light to those places. Now, if you are a feeling person, because I am connected to you right now and I can feel it going in, my My hope is that you can feel it too.
I do.
So we're going to let that light, just let it in. I let you in. This is 11-11, my friend. This is restructuring year, my friend. It is time for you to take advantage of this day and change your life for the better.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and stop creating your life from that space. We're done with that. Your mother loves you. It was a rough road for her, too. Okay? It's been a rough road for both of you. Open your heart. Your mother loves you. Mother loves you. It's been a rough road for both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You are loved. Keep your heart open. You are loved.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. 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 Let that light and that love change you. Just go lie down quietly, because I'm being told that if you stay open, there's going to be a whole big lot of that coming your way. So just go lie down somewhere for a little while and let it just come, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, John.
Love and light. Bye.
Love and light.
Now there you go. Well, I have to say that was probably pretty powerful for John.
Very nice.
And
you can still feel
for
it.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that will relate to that message. Wow. Okay. So this is the work that we're going to be doing every second week of each month. Our next show is going to be December. Let's just pull up a calendar here. December 9th.
9th.
Awesome. Okay. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. And what did you call yourself again?
Energy medicine practitioner and intuitive. I'm a nutritionist too. Somewhere
that's
in
your
all of
training.
That.
That's amazing. And she can be reached at tracymcburney.com. You can also find her on my website, intuitivesoul.com. We have a section and it will all lead you to her website. So I look forward to connecting with you again every Friday. I'm actually on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time with different people. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends with Tracy McBurney and myself, Laurie Houston, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.